This is the It's Too Early show with Gwen Filosa. And guess who's here? We've got Hayes.
Tuesday, I'm back She's in the here. Studio.
We can't get rid of her.
Nope.
If you thought she wasn't going to be here just because Gwen wasn't, you were mistaken.
No, now we get to make fun of Gwen while she's away.
Do you want me to turn the fan on?
I know. I biked over here and it's like I'm having a menopause moment.
We were just discussing how like hard it is to get up in the morning.
Well, the past 6 months, it's been, you know,
there's been no rules. Yeah.
And
it's tough. And I like how this show is called It's Too Early, yet I'm on at 7.
Yeah. So true, but you gotta understand, this is the earliest it started without Gwen.
Yes,
Gwen's usually racing.
I know,
and I'm standing here like hoody ho,
la la la. Well, Gwen is taking a much deserved long weekend away.
I know she does. That girl
works. Yeah, she needed to get away. So she'll be back tonight. I think
tonight. Yeah. There's been a lot of news during this pandemic. Surprisingly,
yeah. Surprisingly, weird.
Why Kathy and I sleep? Things happen.
I don't think that's right.
I'm always so surprised when I wake up in the morning and check the news. I'm like, didn't I check it? What happened?
Can't you people just stop?
Stop. I know, especially. So let's. I know Kathy's going on the Hayes ride today, where I come up with random news stories.
There we go. Mm-hmm. I'm ready for you.
I know. This was a one that hit hard. First off, Antonio Banderas turned 60, which is. Okay.
Well, I think I just broke my hip.
I know. And he tested
60.
He tested positive for the Rona.
The Rona. Mm-hmm. The Rona got him. The Spanish legend.
Now, he's one of these ones that I've always had a crush on.
Super.
But I never want to meet in person. You know why?
He's like 4'11".
Yes.
No offense to you vertically challenged folks out there.
But Kathy and I are on the taller end of the spectrum.
We're tall.
So she can get this like.
Yeah. Not only are we tall, but I am not like thin. And I feel like I could probably put him in my pocket.
I know. I don't want to put Antonio Banderas in my pocket. I want to see him as Zorro.
I want to keep the keep the magic alive.
Yeah. So we wish him well.
We do wish him well. We need Antonio Banderas in this world.
Kathy and Hayes in Key West. Antonio, yeah. Happy birthday. As if he's listening. That's okay. He's in our hearts.
He is.
Let's see. Oh, here's a goodie. The most expensive mask in the world is now being made.
Victoria's Secret?
No.
They're doing $1 million mask to match the bra.
They took out one of their old thongs with diamonds on it. No, this is commissioned by a Chinese businessman living in the United States, and it's fitted with an N99 filter, but the mask is constructed with 18-karat white gold mask decorated with 3,600 white and black diamonds.
How heavy is that thing?
Oh, I know. Seriously.
He's going to tip right over.
It has a price tag.
Don't give that to Antonio Banderas. Oh,
Antonio.
Boop. Right down.
A price tag of $1.5 million. There you go.
Well, geez. I mean, I feel like I've been just so frivolous with my money on,
I know, on
food and shelter. Electricity.
We gotta up our mask game.
Apparently.
I was feeling a little self-conscious because
I think
mask,
yours is super cute.
It doesn't match my shirt though.
Mine does.
That's the new thing to match your. Yeah, there you
I
go.
I always match.
I know. So I couldn't find the one that would match this.
Well, I was gonna wear my diamond dress to Lazy Dog today, and I really could have used that mask today instead of my buff.
Can you imagine 3,000 diamonds on your face?
No.
No.
Not at all.
No.
There's no scenario.
And I have to say, the picture of it is reminiscent of an athletic cup.
Oh. Okay.
Like imagine a diamond encrusted athletic cup.
God, don't say that. The NBA will probably commission them.
I know. Somebody will need that.
That's what they're going to get this year instead of rings.
$1 million diamond cup.
Sure.
There you go.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So I thought that was interesting. Just sort of puts us in our place.
Yes, it does.
It does.
Mm-hmm. I'm rethinking my budget now.
Your 2021 budget.
Apparently, I haven't made the right choices.
Mm-hmm. None of us have in 2020.
No, we haven't.
No. All right. So, speaking of outdoing one another, the dictators of the world to outdo everybody. So
they really do.
So, those of you just waking up, Russia now claims it has a vaccine.
Yes. Sure do.
No trials, by the way.
No.
No.
But didn't Putin's daughter get it? Which is, we're laughing, but it's not a joke.
It's not a joke. He started stabbing his own daughter with it. And she did suffer a rather high fever.
I wonder.
So apparently they have the first vaccine and its name is, drum roll please.
Yeah.
Sputnik. Because that was the first to go into space. So he's really digging into,
he's all national, national pride. Yeah. Although when I hear Sputnik, all I think of is Ross on Friends.
That's true.
With his Sputnik. Sputnik.
But now I want to see Trump running after one of his many, many children with a needle. Like,
I don't know.
Which one of you kids is up for it?
Running.
That's true.
I mean, just saying. I'm sure they run away from him anyway.
Who wants a bigger trust fund? Yeah, right? Who would go first, Ivana or Tiffany? I bet one
Tiffany.
Of them. Tiffany.
Yeah, just in case. Totally Tiffany. I feel like they treat her like she's disposable.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
But I love how she has a Georgetown law degree. I'm like,
that's rarely mentioned.
I know. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I'm sure Ivanka really loves that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They have to have some awkward family moments.
I would kill to be there.
I know.
You know?
I know.
And you know Baron's just plotting his revenge the whole time.
I know.
He's not saying a word. And, mm-mm.
I can't wait for his book. Although, I know.
Watch it be the most articulate.
I'm sure it is.
Well-crafted book ever.
I'm sure it is.
Oh, and speaking of our chief.
Yes.
Did you hear about the Mount Rushmore thing?
I did, but I was feeling pretty good this morning, so why don't you tell us about it more?
So apparently his aides reached out to South Dakota, and he wanted to inquire about putting his face on Mount Rushmore.
I mean,
you don't go monumenting yourself.
That no.
That is just not.
I honestly, like, I feel like if I had just an ounce of his ego, maybe I wouldn't be single.
You know, she's got a pretty little deal going. So,
yeah.
But, oh, God, I mean,
that's just so weird to me.
Yeah, you know, how could, I mean, I can't, my brain grasp it.
You need
that you would want to.
And people, you need to Google it because the pictures, the renderings are the kind of funny.
I know. A living, sitting president demanding a monument.
Sorry, somebody almost just hit my car.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Sometimes I wish I couldn't see out this window. But yes, we do not need that at the Mount Rushmore.
Well, it's just crazy. It's getting crazy.
What's the thought process there?
I know. Me.
Yeah.
Me. I'll look good up there.
Sure.
I'll be pretty.
Sure.
I'm pretty. Do you think he has a mirror that he talks to?
Yes.
I really do.
I do too.
You're a pretty boy, aren't you?
Yeah. There is a rumor going around that it takes, which I don't really believe, actually, but I'll say it anyway, because that's the housewife's rule.
Yeah. Just say whatever. Don't even pre-think
believe
it
or not. Just say it.
Yeah.
That he's in like hair and makeup every morning.
Well, of course he is.
I mean, but like 2 hours.
Yeah. You would need 2 hours
Do you really need 2 hours for that achievement?
Because that is taking it from a negative to maybe a neutral.
Oh, I getcha.
You see.
Could you? All right. I mean,
I've seen myself when I wake up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think I got a little more.
It's going better on than my 30 so seconds, here's a little probably. Fun
fact about me, which always blows Gwen away. I knew Anna Wintour at one point in my life.
Wow.
I dated her stepson.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. So you really knew her.
Yeah. And she would have hair and makeup at 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
The whole team would arrive.
Yeah. That's not surprising.
Yeah. And
that's fun. I just watched Devil Wears Prada on Sunday. I watch it like every weekend
because a little bit of it is true.
Yes. Let me tell you, I read the book.
She scared the bejesus out of me. She ate raw meat and drank like imagine.
She ate raw, not like carpaccio. No,
the steak was like barely breathed on. Oh, wow. And she would gnaw into it, and then imagine about 15 Bucci's in a cup, and that was her morning breakfast. And
I wish I could have hair and makeup at my house. Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And then I would come in and be like, hey, we went to a ball game. And she'd be like, mm-hmm. I'm like, hey, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
She must get her hair cut every day, like trimmed every day, right? Yeah. Because it always looks like it's like a hair helmet.
So I had satisfaction having relations on her furniture.
There you go. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Take that.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that is was
fascinating.
College. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I wore flannel shirts and ripped jeans. And
oh my God, she must have been like.
Like, who is this like urchin you have brought home?
Like, were you the inspiration for the
for probably,
Anne Hathaway
for
character?
Most likely.
the pre makeover.
I know it was. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was a part of my former life. That was college. Yeah. I didn't know I was dating him when I was dating him. So they tricked me. He and his best friend invited me to New York for the weekend. I was in college in Boston, and Boston. So I get in the car. We start drinking on the way down. Yeah. Not Sam who was driving. And
as one does in college.
By the time I was a little buzz on, John, his best friend, goes, "So did you tell her?" And Sam's like, "Nah, I haven't told her yet." And I'm like, "Oh my God. Tell me what?"
Yeah.
And then it was explained to what kind of house Sam had.
Now, did you know her name then?
No, not at all.
Okay, yeah.
No.
That's what I would think. No. Yeah.
I was like, but once he said editor Vogue, I was like, oh.
Oh.
Oh, snap. Mm-hmm.
Guess I should have brought some clothes.
Yeah. Or just an ounce of makeup. Just. Can we stop at a CVS?
Yeah.
A Duane Reade.
Gotta get some CoverGirl. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was horrifying. Yeah. Plus the fact she really is half my size.
She is a tiny woman.
Tiny, tiny little thing.
She would make Antonio Banderas look positively a little bit not
and
small.
Sam's dad was really nice, though.
Yeah.
He was a professor of psychiatry for children at Columbia. Brilliant.
And they were together at the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're all British. Oh. So they met over there and then came to New York.
Oh, well, look at that. Mm-hmm. The more you know.
The more you know. I know. Fun facts with Ace.
That is a fun fact. That's going to sit with me today.
Is it?
I'll be texting you later.
I know.
A series of questions.
Yet another question about that. Sam has moved on. He's happily married.
Oh, that's nice.
I know.
Are you.
Yes, I am.
Thought I should throw that in there.
Thank you, Kathy. Forgot for a second. Yes, I am happily married to two lovely boys.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we'll move on to more culture stuff. That I found. Okay. So Kathy and I, you're Gen X like me.
Yep.
Okay. So, you know, their reruns coming out. They're looking to our little segment of entertainment.
Oh, boy.
And what might be coming back is, wait. Sorry. The beginning paper is the Ren and Stimpy show.
Oh, I'm excited about that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Reboots of maybe Beavis and Butthead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
And Daria.
Love Daria. Mm-hmm. So, I heard at one point they were trying to make her, like, make it into a non-animated show or movie or something.
Probably.
Yeah.
They like to ruin everything.
They do.
They like to mangle it and change it and then...
Because, you know, Daria has a makeover sequence in her future.
This is the cool thing because they're all... It's just the voices.
Yeah.
You could be like Bart Simpson, 100 years old. and yeah. still be doing it. So that was actually
I'd be excited about that. Those are iconic shows. Mm-hmm.
And I found this article in The Guardian, mm-hmm. not in any American thing. This was in The Guardian today. So I thought that was pretty cool.
I think that's super cool. Mm-hmm. They are doing redoing Who's the Boss, I heard.
Yes, they are. They are. I don't know either.
It wasn't that good
to begin with. No. I know.
We watched it when we were kids, and it was like
I was a kid.
And Tony Danza was super cute.
He wasn't though.
Yeah, he really wasn't.
And you wanted to kind of punch Judith Light, like you were just like, ugh.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was not good.
All right, so yeah, Gen X, and they. I love how the Guardian describes us: the forgotten middle child, buttressed by the primary combatants in the great schism currently defining American culture. Trend-charting magazine articles have left them stuck between the boomers, desperately clinging to the last vestiges of disappearing status quo, and the millennials, ushering in a brave and confusing new world with the help of the ascendant Gen Z.
Wow. Good on you, Guardians got it.
Obviously, it's a Gen Xer writing this article.
Exactly, right? Oh,
revenge
my God, totally.
Sweet yeah. for us. You thought we had mounted nothing. Look at us now.
Look at us now.
We're on radio. Morning radio.
More small market.
I know. Yeah. I love it.
That's pretty. Mm-hmm. That is like. Beautifully mm-hmm. written.
I know. Well, The Guardian. I mean, yeah. It's just real newspapers. Yeah. You know, whew. I had the opportunity to read the Boston Globe every day in the past 6 weeks, and yeah. I was like, ooh, I should go back to college.
Yeah.
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 Let's see. A mini revival of seminal Gen X animation has been slated for the immediate future.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Catering to a demographic raised to view this sort of thing as a crass corporate cash grab. That is so true. We were just yeah. making fun of that.
Yeah, for
mm-hmm.
sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, I can see, like, Ren and Stimpy, and I can mm-hmm. see Daria, but I don't know mm-hmm. how they bring the not at all correct Beavis and Butthead
back. I know.
Because
that would be, Beavis.
Although the search for toilet paper resonates today.
Okay, so apparently during June yeah. when we reopened,
yeah,
and then I was foreseeing another closure in the future, before I left, I bought an absurd amount of toilet paper. So when I came home last week, I kept opening drawers and cabinets, and there was my emergency toilet paper.
What happened to you? You just got... swept up in the moment.
But I got swept up 5 months later.
Yeah.
Like,
right?
I was like, because I
You're
was.
Like, I'll be ahead of the next one.
In April, I was hunting for toilet paper.
Yeah.
You know, I was one of those ones like, yeah. they have it at Bastos.
Yeah. Right.
I'll spend $2.39.
I know. And I had plenty sheets. And I was like, still looking for
I
it.
I know. You got yeah. a little.
The mom mentality.
Got scared. So yeah. if you need some, if we close down again, apparently the Blinkmans are.
You guys are going to have a.
Doing well.
You have a little side market
yeah,
going.
Yeah, I did. So it was funny.
Anna Wintour would be so proud.
Oh, she would. Mm-hmm. Maybe she has diamond toilet paper. I don't know.
Scratchy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. So what's in our future? Our future is the next one.
Yeah.
Josephine. Did you see the little ominous X on the Hurricane Society map? We've got a little.
Oh.
I think they should replace the X with like some sort of emoji.
Yeah.
So like not. Don't be afraid.
Depending on
be
its
afraid.
Chances.
Yes, its chances. Yeah. So this is, it's 800 miles west-southwest of
Cabo. Brian Norcross says no.
Yeah, so will likely turn into a tropical depression in the next day or so, but has a 70% chance of forming into a tropical cyclone. But then the conditions, it enters conditions that are not conducive to development by the end of the week.
Yeah, it might get a little... Mm-hmm. Moisture our way.
Moisture. I don't mind the moisture.
I don't. We could use some.
I love a rain day now.
I do too. Mm-hmm. We're so lucky to live in a place where it's like.
I know.
Everybody's like, oh my God, it's raining.
Snow day. We call it a snow day
yes.
at home.
Yeah.
Everybody goes into their quadrants on their devices.
And, yes. Mm-hmm. And just the mm-hmm. couch. I get reunited with the couch.
Oh, I love my couch.
It's delightful. But yeah, I feel like, don't you feel like. I mean, because people just. Go for the panic right away.
Yeah, of course we do.
Like, why? I wish they didn't even have that little X way out in the distance that has to go through, like, four phases of development before it impacts us.
So I was laughing so hard. I was in New England for Isais. Yeah. And so I knew.
Excellent pronunciation.
Thank you very much. I was watching it come up the coast. And it was coming for you. The Boston News. And they're like, it was Friday and it was supposed to hit Tuesday.
Yeah.
And Friday, the weather woman, who was about 18 months pregnant, I was like, ready. Every weather woman always is 18 always. Months pregnant. And so I'm watching and she goes, oh, that's next week. We'll just talk about it next week.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. That's amazing.
No preparation, no talking about it, nothing. Oh. It was like, today's going to be sunny. Go to the beach.
It's fine. It's days away. Let's enjoy the weekend.
I know. And it really did turn out to be okay in Massachusetts. It was fine. Not so much in Connecticut. They got wind and wind damage. But it was really funny how she was like, that's next week. I just enjoy the weekend.
Everybody's
folks.
Getting more real all of a sudden.
I know. And I was just dying because, you know, when we watch the weather down here, it's like,
oh my God,
in 18 days it might snow. Yeah. No, it won't.
It won't.
But it could.
It could.
It could.
Yeah.
No, it's not going
I to. I feel like part of it this year is because we have so much of the Saharan dust that's keeping everything so dry that any possibility of like wet is like. Yeah.
But then they got an earthquake in North Carolina two
days I know, isn't that crazy?
I mean, 2020, the hits keep on coming.
Yeah. I mean, I have a couple friends that lived there that were like, what?
Who had earthquake in August? Like, Carolina did. I know.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't understand what's happening.
Mm-hmm. The COVID bingo.
I know. I was talking to somebody yesterday and we're like, man, I can't believe it's like middle of August practically already.
I know.
Middle of August already, yet it still feels like we've been going
Endless.
Through COVID for 20 years. Yeah.
I just can't believe it's been 6 months of this.
I can't either.
I keep saying 6 months because 6 months seems a little bit more dramatic than since March or April.
February. You're right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
6 months feels definitely like we have committed enough time to this.
I have a little theory
that's
shared by others, too, where, you know, Irma, we saw a lot of Irma babies.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think COVID divorces.
Oh, I was calling that in March.
Right?
After a week.
After they're all together.
I said to my bestie, Stephanie, who's an advertiser, I said, you should get the lawyers. Get the lawyers. Get them advertising.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's a make it or break it time.
It is.
When you're... Mm-hmm.
I feel like people are, if you've made it this far, then you're okay.
Yeah. Well, I feel I've given a good 17 years to mine. So, you know, it's just, there's no out.
But
now.
These marriages where people just kind of got together down here for rent.
Because you had to.
You know, and then we're bored. So they planned a wedding. But
let's have a party. Can like, we have a theme? Yeah. Sure, wedding.
Together. All the time.
Tax breaks.
Yeah.
That was, you know, we did well the first few months because we developed quadrants in my house.
Yeah.
So I gave our bedroom to my husband. I took the living room and the boys each had their own room. So everybody would just go to your corner.
Yep.
And then there was no speaking except when you meet in the kitchen and fight over who was eating what leftover.
Yeah.
I wanted that.
That is the key to success right there. Mm-hmm. But imagine these couples in these studio one bedrooms. Yeah.
No, absolutely not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a little crazy.
It's a lot of time together.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
And how couples might switch.
Yeah.
Well, my interest was if you're having an affair, how do you manage that?
Yeah. How do you keep the magic alive?
I know. Like you can't secretly text anymore if you're all together.
And, no. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's I see more and more vague book postings because that's how it starts, right? You see the little like
vague book.
Yeah, they do the little post about like the scenery, the scenic post with the inspirational being my own person.
Oh, yes.
Go through the loss.
That always comes from the women.
That comes first.
Yeah, that comes first.
Yep.
She's rediscovering herself.
Yep.
She's,
and then, uh-oh. You know, that's because she discovered your phone code.
And then all of a sudden there's some party pics with him with 16 guys and one girl.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh,
okay. Yep.
It's easy to follow the trail.
It is.
Actually, Stephanie said yesterday, it was really funny. She goes, oh, the Facebook don't lie.
Yep.
Mm-mm. Those pictures don't lie.
Nope. Mm-hmm. We all see it. We see you.
We see you. Well, I love
investing. We see divorced people.
Well, I'm actually stalking someone that I don't particularly care for who kind of hurt my life, and so and she does vague posts, but mm-hmm. I can read into them, and I'm like, woo, karma's getting her.
Yeah. I do love that.
Karma's a bitch, so I don't have to be.
Yeah.
Well, we name that tagline.
You still can. Oh, I know. I can
name that tagline. Karma's a bitch.
Which one? Tamara.
Nope.
No.
Mm-mm.
Shannon?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, right.
Ah, when she was getting divorced.
David. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And his tortilla chips.
He's got a new kid now.
Yeah. Good for him.
Because they need another.
Yeah.
I love, oh, God, these people.
I know. We could do an hour on that.
I know. I tried to stay away from, I actively tried to stay away from Bravo this morning, but I knew we were going to digress.
We can't help it.
We can't help it.
I know. Stephanie and I ended up talking below deck the entire time yesterday.
I know. That's because her and I started off on Facebook and I said June, Hannah, and ruined it for her.
Yeah.
it just got in. Just all right, we're gonna go back to news.
Focus.
All right. So here's a little, I try not to talk about the pandemic, but except unless it's like some ounce of hope. And so here's our
Besides Putin.
Yeah. Our ounce of hope today is they are looking into if you have been steadily vaccinated.
Okay.
Your whole life, you may be more resistant to COVID because your body has built up like a vaccinated muscle to fighting off certain hardcore diseases. So
that's interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting. So they're really looking because why I think the biggest problem for all of us to grasp is why some people get so, you know,
so sick
and other people don't.
Right.
So they're trying to find patterns, and this could possibly be a pattern.
Right.
So if you're listening right now and you've got your vaccine card from 1973, which I do, you know, give your mom and dad a little kudos for
from far away, because they're probably in the high risk class at this point.
They're hiding at home, and you know, so
that is good news.
Yeah so the whole
between that and Putin,
I know,
we're good.
Thank you, Putin. Pootie. I always said the iPhone that I want to see most in the world is Angela Merkel's, because you know she's got on her favorites.
Yep.
You know Barry's at the top.
Yep.
Obama's at the
Barry.
Top. You got Barry, you got Pootie. She's probably got little nicknames for them all.
Oh yeah, she's in, they're in many different group texts.
Yes.
They were flying this morning. Maybe what Pootie did.
I'm kind of wondering if she has like a group text with all our ex-presidents.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be? Did you see what happened today?
Oh, I'm sure. Sure.
laughing emoji.
Yeah.
Head exploding.
Crazy. Crazy emoji. Yeah. Oh, the Merc.
So that, you know, that I thought, you know, that was somewhat an ounce of the infectious disease specialists at the Mayo Clinic are looking into that, you know, not somebody in their garage. And, this was not found on Facebook, by the way. This was not a meme.
Is this
I found
a conspiracy theory?
Yeah, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So it's how your immune system creates an effective response to fight off infections. So that's really, I feel somewhat hopeful about that because I have.
That's good.
Yeah. We all, some of us.
I was vaccinated. A lot.
Mm-hmm, me too.
My mom was a nurse too, so.
Yeah, my dad was a doctor.
Yeah, so they don't mess around.
Mm-mm. No. So, and here's this thing. I thought this was an interest. Only 40% of the people infected with the virus don't have symptoms. 40%.
That's interesting.
It's not over half. It's not the majority don't get symptoms.
Right.
So know your numbers here, kids, and mask up, because I mean, there are plenty of people who are asymptomatic.
Right.
Plenty of children, but I mean, it is shown in the past month 90% of children are testing positive, but they spread it.
Yes.
So, you know,
little germ bags.
Yeah, I know. Really. I do look at mine and be like,
Which I think that's the part that really irritates me with the whole anti-mask movement is like, Well, I'm fine.
Well, yeah, the numbers.
That's not the point. The numbers, science. Science.
The numbers aren't supporting
right.
the Sturgis rally.
Right. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Those pictures.
They're like, just not supporting
Darwin's
that.
Waiting mm-hmm. room.
I know.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was crazy, those pictures.
That is crazy. And yeah. then they took away the Mrs. Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They were having because that's really important after 6 months of a pandemic is to find out who is going to be Mrs. Las Vegas.
Yes.
Mrs.
Not even Miss.
Not even Miss.
Not even teen.
I know.
Not even Mrs.
Like, if you're a Mrs., that means you're married. That means you kind of had to sober up for this because you've had 6 months.
True.
Yeah. But I'm like, really? That was on the high priority list, getting that Mrs.
Yeah.
That Mrs. pageant
going? They had to.
Mm-hmm.
How will they know?
Kids back to school, Mrs. Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Like,
priorities, people.
I know.
Everybody's got their priorities.
It's amazing to yeah. me. I mean, I've got 3 books half written on my desk, and I'm like, ooh, Below Deck was on last night.
I know, but you haven't watched it, so we can't talk about
it. No, we can't talk about it. June, Hannah. Nope. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to leave on what I think is a positive note.
Okay.
There's a school teacher mm-hmm. who became transgender in Kansas.
Okay.
And now running for the House of Reps of Kansas.
Shut in Wichita, up.
And could possibly win.
Wichita.
Wichita. Go Wichita. So, you know, it's kind of interesting that during this, you know, time of racial inequality, gender, and LGBT. I can't have
I know.
Do that. I know. I apologize.
LGBTQ.
Community A. that even though politics is so charged right now,
yes.
there's some headway.
That's
going
so
on.
Hopeful. Like,
so,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's estimated that UCLA has estimated that 1.4 million Americans identify as transgender, and we have 0 transgender members of Congress, but there are 26 transgender elected officials in the United States, from city council
right.
to, you know, something.
Well, and, that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And 3 are running in Vermont. 3.
Wow.
I mean, that's...
Well, it's Vermont.
Vermont. running for their state legislature.
Well, there you go.
So, you know.
A little hopeful note to end on.
Another hopeful note. That,
I think,
you know,
so. Yeah.
That we are still a peace loving nation somewhat.
Somewhere. Mostly
somewhere.
In Vermont.
Yeah, Vermont.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Hayes. That was mm-hmm. super fun. Gwen Filosa should be back tonight and back mm-hmm. on the air tomorrow.
We miss you, Gwen.
Miss you, Gwen Filosa.
She went to go find a narwhal.
Oh, my God. I can't.